Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's Financial Focus. Unlock the full potential of your 401k. Your 401k is one of the most powerful tools for securing your financial future. The question is, are you using it to its full potential? Here are some strategies to help you maximize its benefits. Earn your employer's match. It's a good idea to contribute as much as you can afford to your 401k plan. In 2026, you can put in up to $24,500 or $32,500 if you're 50 or older. If your plan allows, there's also a super catch-up contribution of $11,250 for people age 60 to 63, for a total contribution limit of $35,750. At least put in enough to earn a matching contribution if one is offered. Otherwise, you're shortchanging yourself. For example, your employer matches 50% of your contribution up to $5,000. If you put in $8,000, your employer's 50% match is $4,000, and you're leaving $1,000 on the table. Give your plan a raise. When your income increases, consider increasing contributions to your 401k. When you get a bonus or a tax refund, you could use some or all of that to boost your retirement savings. Evaluate Roth options. When you invest in a traditional 401k, you contribute pre-tax dollars, lowering your taxable income that year. Your earnings grow tax-deferred and are taxed when you withdraw them. If your employer offers a Roth 401k, you can contribute after-tax dollars, so your taxable income doesn't drop that year. However, withdrawals in retirement, contributions, and earnings alike are generally tax-free. Employer matching contributions and related earnings remain taxable. If you expect a higher tax bracket in retirement or want to diversify tax treatment for flexibility in retirement, consider the Roth option. In 2026, the Roth option must be used for catch-up contributions if you earn more than $150,000 and you are 50 years old or older. Consult your tax advisor before deciding. Build an appropriate investment mix. You may have multiple investment options in your 401k. The driving principle early on is growth, so your plan can fund a long retirement. But growth-oriented investments are naturally riskier than fixed-income vehicles. When starting your career, you may prefer a portfolio weighted toward aggressive growth, as you have years to recover from downturns. Nearing retirement, though, consider shifting to a more conservative mix. A financial advisor can help you choose an appropriate mix at different stages based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and goals. Keeping your plan intact. At times, you may feel a financial pinch that leads you to consider taking out loans or early withdrawals from your 401k. However, this can cause you to incur taxes and penalties and will likely slow the growth needed to help reach your retirement savings goals. Taking steps to prepare for unexpected expenses, such as building an emergency fund containing 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses, can help you avoid dipping into your 401k. You may also be able to find other ways to access cash. By following these steps, you can unlock the full potential of your 401k and position it as a cornerstone of your retirement income. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, California, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.